For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Becoming a parent has opened me up to some incredible things that I miss from my childhood, like being able to go to children's parties consistently, because kids' parties means kids' parties, food,
yeah.
And party food, right?
So fun.
And this weekend, a mate of ours, their little boy, turned 4, and they were like, hey, Saturday arvo, come around, we're having a party. There's going to be this going on, there's going to be that. And they're like, party food for the kids. And I was like, ha. As a child at heart, I identify in that for party things. And I don't know about you, Davo, but it tastes better. Like, you can obviously buy all these things as an adult, but it tastes better when you go to a kid's party and you get to eat all these snacks.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Your sausage rolls, your fairy breads, your pizza shapes.
It's all prepped there for you, raring to go. And like you said, they're always the most delicious. They're usually a little bit plain, which is always nice. And
inclusive,
you're ripping.
For inclusive. All the kids.
Yeah.
There was one of my favorite things in the entire world, fairy bread.
Is that one of your favorites?
I love fairy bread.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you said to me, Tim, do you think you could eat 10 peanut butter sandwiches, I go, no. Like, 20 slices of bread, there's no way. But if you said to me, Tim, do you think you could eat 20 slices of fairy bread? I'd say without a shadow of a doubt.
I'm not going to lie. There was a period throughout my early 20s where I realized you have free will and you can make these snacks for yourself. And I certainly would. And fairy bread was at the top of my list.
There was probably a 2-3 month period in an early job that I had where I would bring in my own fairy bread. For work. And it was great.
When you were on the trade site, was it?
No, this is when I was selling doors. And the only thing is they were the little balls.
Ah.
Like the hundreds and thousands, not the sticks. And I really, really prefer those sticks over the little balls, the hundreds and thousands.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like there's more flavor. I feel like there's more crunch. Well, a different, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Well, if you're going to bring crunch into it, you're kidding yourself, because those balls are crunchy.
It's a different crunch. It's like a more natural, earthy crunch. And those balls are like firm.
Mm-hmm.
And then how am I? So I'm on Saturday. I'm like, well, look, even though it's not my preferred fairy bread, I will still consume it because I'm not a madman.
Mm-hmm.
Then I see an email in my inbox this morning before I get to work. Hey, guys, had a kid's party, leftover fairy bread. I'm bringing it into the office. And because we work with Schmucks, it was gone by the time I got in.
Always.
But just, I heard.
That's a lesson. If you're listening out there, staff, sort it out and leave us a piece of something.
11 o'clock, it's not that hard. Leave 2 slices. But I found out it was the ball, like the hundreds and thousands again. I was like, well, it's not a massive loss because, again, I prefer the sticks.
All right. Well, let's have a chat about the ball side of things, because let me tell you, they are better. They are crunchier. They're more texture on the white bread, the butter. I think you need to break that up. If you're having sticks on the butter and the bread, it's just a bit soft. It's not giving you heaps.
That's so good.
I love the, what are we calling it? Hundreds and thousands balls.
Yeah, hundreds and thousands balls.
I guess. Yeah, that's my preferred way to have fairy bread.
See, the sticks just, I feel like they carry more flavor. It feels more authentic. And I did use this word before, bit earthy, you know?
Earthy.
Makes me feel connected to the party.
No. You're wanting sugar. You're wanting carbohydrates. You're wanting the balls. I'm going, if I was going to choose between the two of them, fairy bread balls.
Okay.
Is that how we're calling it? It doesn't feel right.
It's called hundreds.
Yeah, what do you call the sticks?
It's just, I don't
hundred want. Like, you know what I mean?
Tens and thousands.
Balls or sticks? I think we're going.
Yeah, all right. We will. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. When it comes to fairy bread, do you prefer balls or the sticks? We are talking about fairy bread, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family show. It's 20 past three, damn it. But thank you to the people who called up or messaged or sent us a direct message on our socials at KROQ Geelong. We're talking about fairy bread, and we were calling them balls and sticks.
Yep.
Because we didn't know how else to describe
them.
Well,
we know hundreds and thousands are the balls, but we're also like, the sticks are also hundreds and thousands. But sticks?
Sprinkles.
Yeah.
I've never seen so many people message sprinkles in caps lock. So we apologize. But yes, we are talking about the sprinkles version of fairy bread, or the hundreds and thousands. But I still think it's
balls and sticks are way more catchy.
It is. Because I'm a sticks guy. And Davo, you're all about the balls.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think the balls got more crunch.
Yeah. Well, what if we're not after crunch? What if we're after flavor, aesthetics? You know, I think general vibe, because I was at a kids' party on Saturday, and if it was, you know, Rotten Tomatoes movie, 99%, I'd be giving it. but I'd be taking away the one because they had the hundreds and thousands over the sprinkles. Because the sprinkles just seem more party.
I really want you to call them balls or sticks. I can't really follow what you're saying with the sprinkles, the hundreds and thousands.
The sticks to me are just so much better when it comes to fairy bread. Again, mentioned before, there was an email saying, hey, there's fairy bread at work. We missed out because we got here at 10:30 and obviously that had completely been evaporated
like
by
seagulls.
Then.
The seagulls are lotties.
But when I found out that it was the balls, I wasn't as upset as I would have been if it was the sticks. And we can hit the phones with this because balls and sticks is a very important conversation with Fairy Bread. Phil in Port Arlington, are you a balls man or a sticks man?
I'm with you, Tim. I'm a sticks man, yeah. 100%, all the way.
Is there a particular reason why? What is it about the sticks that makes you want that Fairy Bread more?
I think it's just like a bit softer with the bread.
Nice.
You know, it's not as hard and candy like, you know, crushing it with your teeth and you can buy you know, just chocolate, and I think you can just buy flavors by themselves, if not like all mixed together sometimes.
I mean, your first point there though, like, just like sprinkle sugar on bread then if you don't want the texture. No, you know,
like,
what I mean,
those little balls, like, they get stuck up in your teeth, don't they, Phil? It's not nice.
I gotta agree with you, Tim.
This doesn't happen very often, so I'm just like, we'll talk to Phil for an hour if we need to. But we don't have been told we have to move on, unfortunately. Kim in Bell Post Hill, are you all about the balls or all about the sticks when it comes to fairy bread?
The balls, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
They're nice. They're happier. They're brighter colours. They're just nicer. It makes it more fun and party-like.
Yeah. I don't know why I feel like this is a competition with us, Tim, but I feel so good that Kim agrees with me that the balls are better.
Kim, I just like that. I feel like it's such a nicer bite. It's not aggressive. To me, the balls feel like America, and the sprinkles feel like Australia.
No, you know what?
No, yeah, Kim. No. It's the opposite way around.
Couldn't agree more.
Completely opposite.
Nah, couldn't agree more.
Nah, Kim, that's
Go to America. Go. Oh. Go on. But don't be boring. Bye.
Tim and Davo.
Friday, what a magical night it was, Davo. Stop ripping your jacket open because you got your cat stop underneath. I don't like it. And sorry. I know that I'm the only person in the studio, but it's just very confronting.
Sorry.
Anyway, the energies. We were there doing the radio show from the commentary box. And like, in hindsight, now that the Cats beat the Blues in the elimination final, you seem much more relaxed. But you were nervous all last week.
I was pretty nervous. I know the Baggers are a very competitive team and they give it everything they've got, you know, and they're scrappy and you just never know what they're going to come out with. So I was nervous for sure. And the Kitty Cats, I mean, they're my team and I love them and I want to see them win.
You wanted to, for people that were driving to the MCG on Friday, you wanted to get a bit of good cat energy on the highway, on the M1. You wanted to do something to connect fans with yourself and the MCG. What did you get people to do?
The meow chant. The meow chant that you couldn't get up and running at GMHBA Stadium. I thought, as a radio, what we could do, all people listening, we meow chant together. I think it was a success.
Do you think, like, when you did the meow chant, you were very excited by it?
Yeah.
Do you think after that you might have said something that was... Like, do you remember, like, was there a moment where you blacked out and, you know, maybe, or you thought, like, man, did I say something absolutely crazy on the show on Friday?
I feel like there was some bold claims made.
Well, let's have a listen and see if you can pick the bold claim you might have made is.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, go Cats. Oh my God, we're up and about, my friend.
Do you think that's enough to get them over the line tonight?
Yeah, I reckon that's enough for them to win the bloody flag, mate, and I'm calling it. If they win against Carlton tonight, they're winning the flag and I'm willing to put it on my body. I will have
you can't
Cats,
say this stuff.
Geelong Cats Premiership winners 2026, baby.
No, you can't do tattoo stuff with this. This is scary.
I could do what I want. The Cats are going to win. Oh, no, Cats, meow. Right.
She's quietly confident.
I don't know her.
I don't know her either, mate. Davo, you said... that if the Cats beat the Blues, you're so confident they'd win the flag that you'd get a Cats Premiership tattoo. You even said the year. You said 2026, not just generic Cats premiers. And you can be like, oh, yeah, that's from 2022. Oh, that's 2011, 2009, 2007. You want to put it in. That's a bold thing to say.
Oh, she wanted to put it on. Look, I was definitely swept up being at the MCG. I was swept up at such a successful Meow chant that I've been waiting, obviously, all year for. So it felt really good in the moment.
How's it feeling now? Because now they've won, which is obviously what you wanted. But yeah. Do you think you said it as almost like a threat?
No, I think I believe that they can do the. I think that they can get the flag.
The pitch in your voice is just a bit high.
Nah, I reckon the Cats, they can do this. It's the Cats.
Do you remember at the start of 2026 what we talked about this being the year of? Accountability.
Oh. I hate that.
It's been the loose theme of the year for Tim and Davo. And I feel like you can't get away with saying, if the Cats beat the Blues, I'll get a premiership tattoo. But what I'm willing to do.
Okay.
And this is a new theme for the show. I'm going to give you a chance to take it back, and I'll never bring it up again.
Okay.
But, look, I'll give you until tomorrow. I'll give you 24 hours.
Can I just say, I am worried that if I back out of this right now that I've said that and I'm like, the Cat's going to win, why would I, if I don't believe that, why would, you know, I'm worried that if I backed out of doing that, it means that I don't believe that they'll take the win. And yep. I do believe that they'll take the win.
Go all the way. Win the grand final.
They'll but I'm obviously Perth, conflicted.
So they have to go to Perth and beat Freo this Friday. Then they'd have to go to Sydney and beat Sydney in mm-hmm. Sydney before making it to the grand final.
Yeah, and they can do that. It's the Cats. Give me 24 hours.
Okay. It's a new theme and we're going to try. 24 hours. Will you get the tattoo? You have a moment to get out.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Let me take you through an unfortunate incident that happened to me yesterday afternoon. It was one of the greats for old Davo, I'm not going to lie.
Ooh, okay. Mm. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Nah, it's all good, I think.
Because when I think of like when you say that, I think of like when you accidentally, you drop your phone in the bin and then you, like in the dumpster, and then you had to like get it out. And
yeah.
Like, I worry about you in those moments.
No, thank you so much. And that did work out okay. You know, generally Davo, she sorts it out.
But yeah, gets in a situation, gets herself out.
Yeah, and but also we'll talk about it heaps in the meantime. Yeah. You know, it's a nightmare fuel. But yesterday was really bad, so... I was, as you know, I use Snapchat and I speak to a lot of my friends on Snapchat, some of my best friends. It's not one that I have like a public necessarily profile, but I would have, I've got a few friends on Snapchat, but only really using it to talk to my besties.
We talked about it earlier this year and I, because I don't use it, I was kind of like, is this like, what's going on here? I only thought like younger people used it, but we found out it's like 40 and 50 year olds use it the most. Yeah. So you're actually one of the young users in your 30s,
crazy.
You know, just a little girl here with her phone.
Hello.
How'd you get past that social media ban, Davo?
Thank you so much. And I'm lapping all of that up because, yeah, it was unfortunate because I was sending my best friend a pretty personal Snapchat. Now, when I say pretty personal, I was talking about a couple of people that we know, probably not necessarily in a bad light, but I was upset with something that had happened. Fully named, all of that sort of stuff, was talking about a bloke that I was interested in dating and a few bits and pieces within that. And I sort of was leaving my house to go for a walk and I opened Snapchat. Now, there's a pesky little button that sits next to where it is to send to your friends and it says to post a story. So I have posted a 2-minute Snapchat to my story, but lucky I saw it immediately, Tim, which, you know, crisis averted, and I have deleted it from my story.
Yeah.
Now, I've panicked with that. I've closed Snapchat down. I've reopened it. I've checked, and it was still there. So I deleted it again.
Oh.
I closed off Snapchat. I've reopened it, and it was gone. And I thought, thank goodness for that. Now, I kept walking and continuing on my afternoon and I went to Coles and I was probably in Coles for about 45 minutes. Now, unbeknownst to me, my phone had been put on Do Not Disturb. And I had 2 or 3 friends trying to contact me while I was at Coles to let me know, Mayday, 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 there's a 2-minute long tangent on your Snapchat story that has been going, it's been on there for 45 minutes, Tim. Mm. Now, when I say, I almost threw up in my lap.
That's, it's not a nice thing, is it? How bad?
real bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
I actually feel a bit sick myself.
Yeah.
Not to say that... Nah, I can't get you out of this, sorry.
No.
Did the person see it?
No. Thank goodness.
But everyone, how many people could have seen it?
I didn't look. I'm not going to lie. I could not. The second I was told it was on there, I couldn't know who had seen this, and I had to delete it immediately. Yeah, it was deleted, like I said, immediately, but 45 minutes later.
That's now, so look, long. That's such a long time. The
trending question, thankfully, wasn't in on my Snapchat. Thank goodness for that.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I'm sweating thinking about it now. Guys, this is a PSA. At the end of the
day... It happens. This is the thing.
Just be so careful. Their buttons are too close together.
It happens as well. And, like, you... It's lucky you didn't... Sometimes it's, like, one of the things when you're talking about someone, you accidentally put their name in, like, the message thing or in the Snapchat or in the Instagram thing. And it's like, oh, isn't Tim the worst? Oh, it's too Tim. Was it about me?
I don't have you on Snapchat.
It's Tim and Davo.
Yeah, go Cats on Friday. Obviously, huge win at the MCG. We were very excited to be there, Tim.
Yeah, I was stoked. Working alongside the Geelong Football Club as the game day MC.
Yeah, for them. But like, we don't need to get into that right now because obviously we're celebrating the Cats. You know, we don't need this riffraff.
You know, but I just play a game of if I mention it, will you correct me? And
I was going to let it slide and I couldn't.
No, you couldn't. But yeah, I know you were, again, I got some feedback from some people we work with, from some clients that represent the radio station. Great. And some total strangers that you were up and about in the crowd at the MCG. But I was waiting. So, because you always text me during the Cats games, and if they're down, I'll get a, Tim, I'm nervous. I don't like this. I feel sick.
Yeah, was
this
that
is
one?
Not good. And the worst that the lead ever got out for Carlton, they were 21 points up. It's nothing. And I just always assume, I'm like, they'll figure it out. And yeah, they most likely do.
I know. And that's why we love the Cats. And, you know, my favourite players, as we know, I've got a bunch of them, but my favourites right now are going to be Paddy Dangerfield and Bailey Smith.
I mean, they happen to be two of the best players as well, which is always nice when you favourite some of the best players. But, like, Bailey's an out-and-out star. And Dangerfield's one of the best players to have ever played AFL, right?
Yeah, they're awesome. And I love that they're good mates outside of obviously playing on the ground.
It gives me... like twins energy, like Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know? Yeah, like that's the energy. Who's who, though?
Oh.
Danger's Arnie, right?
I think so.
Yeah, Bailey's
Danny DeVito. A 1993 film, a wonderful reference.
Shrek and Donkey.
Yeah, yeah. And who's who?
Bailey's Donkey.
Yeah.
Danger's got to be Shrek.
Definitely.
And what a beautiful pairing they are. An unlikely friendship.
Yeah, definitely. And Bailey was getting interviewed after the game on the weekend, and he said this.
And is it a regular occurrence that Danger just rolls in?
Yes, he just rocks up unannounced. And there's been some bad times where he's rolled in the off-season. And I'm like, and he's been a bit shocked as to what's going on. But he's non-judgmental. He's weirdly perfect, and it's kind of concerning.
Weirdly perfect is kind of concerning, which I absolutely love, of course.
Yeah.
But what I took out of that conversation is Paddy Dangerfield is just rocking up to Bailey Smith's mansion.
Yeah.
Unannounced. Unannounced. Which it's crazy to do that in 2026.
I mean, when it's like footballers' lives are obviously very different to like us regular people who work like a 9-to-5-ish style job and like you're only really free on weekends. Like footy players, their weeks are different every single week. Like this week on Friday, they're going to be in Perth. So it's like they've got a different day off and all this stuff. And I guess they're either really busy or they have heaps of time off. So he's just like, especially in the off season, just like, oh yeah, I might swing past, check on Bailey in Belbury, you know, say I'm on the way from Moggs Creek, might pop in. He can't drive at the moment. So he might need to go to the general store, go to the Fives. But I'm still super curious as to what he's walked into. The pop-in's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't even know if we could talk about
it. No, we couldn't. And there's heaps of stuff that runs through my mind that Bailey Smith is up to. And we don't need to worry about that because we can't this time of day.
How would you feel if I just like yesterday, what if I was just free in the afternoon, 3 o'clock, I just rang the doorbell and was like, Davo, it's Tim, what's going on?
I would be sick to my stomach. The idea of someone rocking up at my house unannounced, honestly, like nightmare fuel. I want to have my house nice and clean. I'm a gremlin woman. I need to have that place clean.
What if I just knocked on the door and said, hey, I won't come up, let's go for a walk?
still, unannounced, not okay. In 2026, I think you need to give people a heads up, and you can't be doing this. My mum is the worst for this. She'll just call into Auntie Susan's house. She'll just call in here for a cuppa and that. It's not on. 2026, the call-in is done.
I don't mind it. Like, if you knocked on my door on the weekend, if I was home, and, like, even if I had plans, I'd be like, oh. I'd be so worried. I'd be like, come in, sweetheart. I'll shelter you. What's happened? You must be hideously in trouble to come to my house. How'd you find the address? That'd be the second thing I'd get to. I'd be like, I've been keeping real hard on trying to hide that from you. But I don't hate the pop-in. I'd accept it. I'd accept a pop-in. I used to do it to my uncle all the time. I'd just be like, oh, well, if the gate's open, I'm coming in. G'day, Uncle John. What's going on?
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.